Jesus is fully God. Even the way he came into the world testifies to this fact. As the Apostles' Creed states, he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. No other human being in the history of the world was ever created in this extraordinary way. Sadly, Jesus' unusual conception has caused some scholars to conclude that Jesus was more God than he was man, that his divinity somehow overshadowed his humanity. But the Bible tells us that Jesus was fully God and fully man. But is this right? Does Jesus' miraculous conception make him less human?
The great mystery of the Christian faith is the mystery of the Incarnation, that the man Jesus of Nazareth could be God incarnate. Now, the scriptures teach us that his birth is one of miraculous conception, that the normal mechanisms of human procreation were not involved, that Joseph is not the earthly father of Jesus, but instead the Holy Spirit came upon the Virgin Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. Often people might wonder, well, does that mean that Jesus really is not like us in all ways? I think the answer to that question is no. Because being born of the Virgin Mary, whatever Jesus gets of his humanity, he gets it from Mary, who was just as fully human as you and I are. So the mechanics of the normal method of human procreation are not what is totally necessary to create a human being. But Jesus is indeed as fully human as you and I are. The miraculous conception is really a statement about his divinity and ultimately a statement that in Jesus Christ we have the most unique person, the only unique person who has ever lived, the only person who is God and man, man and God, and therefore the only one who is a bridge for us between God and our humanity.